and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Jeffersonians. It's Sunday again.
All day.
Yeah, all day.
We are back for another Jefferson State of Mind here, and keep rolling on. And we've made it through the summer. We're into the fall, and rolling ever closer to that February legislation date.
Yep.
So we're looking to that, and. We're going to be getting an update here a little bit later about some of the things that are going on with some of the counties and some exciting things and some different things that we'll be getting into. Mm-hmm. But I think for the main part, we wanted to try and focus that we've had some questions this week about retirements and, you know, the state of Jefferson's stance on public employee unions and right to work state and things like that. Really the long and the short of that conversation is going to be that's going to be up to the people to decide at the Constitutional Convention. We have a great deal of people that have their own opinions on what it should look like, but in the end, it's going to be up to the people to decide. But there are some specifics and some numbers and some things to look at and discuss so that people can make a better informed judgment of what they think that we should be doing and what's going on. And to be perfectly honest, looking at some of the numbers, I'm terrified for people that are in CalPERS and counting on the state of California for their retirement.
Yeah. I think the thing that bothers me the most about the CalPERS system as it stands right now, having been involved closely with people who are on the system for whatever position they're in, whether it's teachers, cops, public officials, etc., is it's mandatory. From the day that you get hired, you either say, yes, I'll go into the retirement system, or no, I won't. You waive it completely and have no option ever, or you start it right when you go in. And for a program that's supposed to be so good, isn't that a little bit, you know, take it or leave it?
Well, anytime you have to make your ideas mandatory, it's probably not a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, because if it's a good idea, most people would join on willingly.
I was saying, the other thing, too, that rolls right into the CalPERS for all of our public officials is their union dues. And union dues are between $100 and $200 a month.
That's
a lot of money a year per person. So where are those union dues going? And are they for the betterment of the people at large? Or is it for the next pay raise?
Well, it's actually... like, have you ever seen a picture of a snake eating its own tail?
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, it's kind of similar.
It's like that.
And we'll dive into what we mean by that and some of the things. And then you get the real issue of the tail wagging the dog in both directions. You have some of these public service employees unions taking advantage of the government and the taxpayer. You have the state that's also doing the same thing and taking advantage of the unions.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, unfortunately, it's the average blue-collar worker in the middle that's trying to just do their job, and they're the ones that are getting squeezed.
Yeah.
So.
And that's where you have to have that kind of balance. You know, nobody wants to get rid of, you know, your cops, nobody wants to get rid of your teachers, nobody wants to get rid of all that, but there has to be a balance to where the next generation isn't shouldered with such a burden that they don't have any cops anymore.
Yeah.
Or they don't get teachers, or there is no public school system.
Or you have a whole generation of workers that are going to work 20 years of their lives to find out that their retirement's been a lie, it's been ripped out from under them, that it's not there.
And if you want to know what that feels like, just ask somebody who's in their 40s or 50s and say, hey, do you actually plan on collecting that Social Security that will not be there when you actually need it?
It's okay. Congress has figured out a way to fix it. They're going to blend the funds.
What?
Yeah, we can explain
that. Is that a cooking term?
Yeah.
Blend the funds.
Well, that's one of the
favorite terms.
Is I've been driving everybody crazy because we start talking about the manipulation that's going on with the state of California and CalPERS and the finances, and out of nowhere I'll just go, ah, the blended glide path. And that was one of the terms that we learned in this CalPERS seminar. They were very big about reducing the volatility and risk exposure by placing CalPERS on the blended glide path. Basically, that means that they're going to take their bad funds, and instead of saying, we have these funds underperforming really, really bad over here, and we have these funds over here that are performing okay, they're going to blend them together to make it look like all the funds are just a little bit below average as they glide right into the ground. That's your blended glide path.
some of the phrases that you hear in government work just baffles my mind.
I know. Do they have like a marketing department that sits around and goes, okay, how do we make a catastrophic nosedive into fiscal oblivion sound good?
Somebody just signed on as the blender. Good morning, blender, in the chat room.
Yeah. You kind of wonder, and I can just see like this think tank going, how do we make fiscal disaster sound good? I know. It's the blended glide path.
Yeah.
We'll make it sound like a Starbucks drink.
Yeah. Well, I know in the few months that where I've been, they use the word re-educate. And every time I hear that, I just...
Yeah.
Because I always think of like Nazi Germany when I hear that word. I'm like, oh gosh, we've got to find a better way to say, hey, dimwit there, fix it.
The we need to re-educate them.
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe put them out in the gulag somewhere.
Yeah. What is the retirement age now for Social Security and PERS and all that? Well, I know PERS is either like 2 at 55 or 3 at 60 or something like that.
Well, if we adjust Social Security to the retirement age of maybe 137, maybe some of the money will actually be there for you and I.
Well, you know, at least one person needs to collect it. You got to make it like 114. I think the oldest person live right now is like 117.
Yeah.
You know, if one person gets it, then it's attainable for all.
Well, I figure if I off myself now, my kids can get my Social Security money out in death benefits.
Yeah, but you'd be dead.
And?
There won't be any more stories about socks in the woods.
That's true.
Maybe just
I'll write down a list of red sayings before I go.
Yes.
You know, and you guys can...
Your little red book?
Yeah. The little red book. No, that's...
Oh, we're spicy today. This is what happened when your kid will not put on his shoes. He can get out the door on time.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
And for those of you that don't know what's going on with Social Security, is basically anybody under the age of about 45 right now is never going to see Social Security.
Isn't it 2020?
Well, no, for one of the funds. See, there's two different funds. Okay,
the one that's on the books, that's the one that's not?
Well, no, they're both on the books.
Oh, wow.
There's
okay.
Your disability fund and your retirement fund. Okay.
Oh, gotcha.
There's SSI, there's SDI.
Yeah.
Now, the disability fund is the one that's going to be broke in about 4 years.
And those are the ones that really need it.
The people that really
broken.
Need it. And then there's the retirement fund that's going to be broke, you know, 20 years down the road.
Oh, yeah, like 20,
so what they're going to do is instead of going, hey, we actually managed to bankrupt Social Security, they're going to blend the two funds together. See, here we go with our blending again. We're going to blend the two funds together and just kind of split the baby in half. So instead of one fund going bankrupt in 4 years and one fund going bankrupt in 20 years, we're going to mash them together, and both funds will become one fund that will be bankrupt in like 12 to 15 years.
Okay.
Problem solved.
Yeah.
we're on the blended glide path.
So, oh, that's depressing.
And that's not even the worst part. Wait till we get into CalPERS.
I'd say that's got, what, three or four years, if that?
CalPERS, I think, was done 3 or 4 years ago. CalPERS is a dead man walking.
See, the thing about that, we'll be running off to a break here in a second, but if you pay into it, you have to get your money back. So money's...
No, you don't. It will be liquidated by the municipalities as they declare bankruptcy to return to their creditors. Because you as a CalPERS member are an unsecured creditor and go back to the back of the line for your payment out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember that now. That's yeah. right.
City of Stockton.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it's about to get a lot worse because, as we all know, we're in recovery right now, right? You know, the stock yes. market's doing fantastic. The bond market's strong as can be.
Jobs are highest as they've ever been.
Let me ask you a question here before we get off to our break real quick. Okay. We know that in the state of California, we actually have more people working for the government or on government retirement or on government subsidies mm-hmm. than we have in the private sector.
Yeah.
In a state of 36 million people,
yep.
we have roughly 400,000 government employees that constitutes over 51% of our workforce. What is our real unemployment rate?
Are we talking illegals or just American citizens?
American citizens.
Oh, well, then that number would drop to like 20 million, wouldn't it?
No, that's the 36 million is actually counted citizens.
Okay, of which, what, 40% are under 18 or over 80? Okay. I don't know. My Common Core math, I don't have enough bubbles.
It's bad.
It's bad.
I ran the numbers this morning.
Oh, geez.
But we better get to our break here.
Yes. If you have any questions or comments as we go throughout the show today talking about CalPERS and all that, feel free to call in at 605-4567 or hang out in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
They're whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand. Self-respect, you feel like an insect. Well, don't you worry, buddy, 'cause here he comes through the ghettos and the barrio and the valley and the slum. His shadow is cast wherever he stands. Stacks of green paper in his red right hand.
View 202 has something new and exciting you won't want to miss. It's Jazz Brunch on View 202's veranda, the only restaurant on the river. Chef Dustin Heisler will entice you to explore his unique and delicious new menu, along with some of your old favorites. Try a new twist on old classics like brioche French toast. Every Sunday through September, join me, Linda Bott, as I create a cool vibe on the veranda with my jazz ensemble. While dining by the river, experience fun cocktails like the Velvet Elvis, the Manmosa. Oh, and how about the Purple Cheetah? So come meet me at View 202 on the veranda for Jazz Brunch on the River, located at 202 Hempstead. Call 226-8439 for reservations today. Let loose every Sunday. Eat, drink, repeat.
And let me play among the stars.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. On Monday, Linda and I welcome Stephanie Bridget, Deputy DA of Shasta County. Let's talk about their Taking Back the Night and the rape awareness classes, but let's just talk about crime in Shasta County and specifically in Redding. What's happening with Hillary and the servers and much more. All of this Monday, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit soj51.net and donate now to show your support.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, I just got out my little red book the minute that you said goodbye. I thumbed back through my little red book. I wasn't going to sit and cry. And I went from A to Z. I took out every pretty girl in town. They danced with me. As I held them, all I did
what
was
talk.
I don't know.
Did you catch the first couple of lines?
Yeah,
was
it was
that
little,
on the little red
little
book.
Red book.
Yeah. I was
little
wondering.
Red book. Yeah.
That's funny. Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind. I thought that's
thanks,
what
Bob.
I heard.
I hope my wife's not listening.
Ooh, somebody's in trouble.
In trouble.
Yeah, right. I heard the first few lines. I was like, little red book. And then some guy's taking some girl out. And I'm like, wait, what?
All the girls out.
All the girls.
All right, well.
Red when he was young.
I neither acknowledge or deny anything ever.
I don't know. I was in preschool at the time.
I don't. I don't remember.
Oh man!
All right. So do we have Terry on the line with update on the counties?
We do.
Good morning, Terry. How are you today?
Hey, Kayla. How you doing, hon?
Doing good.
How you doing, Red? Bob? How you all doing?
We're doing good.
Good. Okay. I can give you a quick update on where we're at, where we came from. Not this Thursday, but the following Thursday, September 3rd. 2013 will be our two-year anniversary, by the way, Red.
I know.
Wow.
That's insane.
Now, Siskiyou County was the first county to sign a declaration.
Mm-hmm.
Their main grievance was lack of representation. 4-1, the Board of Supervisors voted for that and approved it on September the 3rd, 2013, followed 20 days later by MODOC, a 4-0 vote, followed by Glenn County, a 5-0 vote to sign the declaration by their board. Followed by Yuba County, a 3-1 vote with one abstaining. Followed by Sutter County, a 5-0 vote. Followed by Tehama County. Now, Tehama County's Board of Supervisors elected to put that on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
The people of Tehama County voted for the state of Jefferson, 57-43. That was followed by Lassen County, who probably has more grievances than just about anybody else, around 12. Of course, the main one being lack of representation.
Mm-hmm.
They went 3-2, and Lake County went 3-2. So we have 8 counties that are in, and the counties in play are the following. Sierra County is approximately 250 signatures away from a declaration.
Good job, Sierra County.
Colusa County is approximately 300 away.
Oh, wow.
Actually, they do have enough now, but they're waiting on the town of Williams. El Dorado County, as you all know, was absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did we have excellent coverage from the media, but we also had approximately 500 people at that meeting that spilled all the way in, the people did, out into the parking lot.
Yeah.
The interesting thing was the chairman of the board of the El Dorado County Board of Supervisors actually sent a sheet around finding out who was from El Dorado County and who was not from there.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that was interesting is only 12 people out of all those signatures were not from El Dorado County. They're very, very close. Placer County, this coming weekend, on Saturday, August 29th, Red, you might know one of the speakers, is having a barbecue from 11 o'clock to 1:30. They are enlisting 300 people to do a signature drive on support statements for the state of Jefferson. If they accomplish their goal, and they seem like they can, they would be able to have each one of those people get around 120 signatures, and they're in. Nevada County is working a three-pronged attack, their Board of Supervisors, an initiative, and also a signature drive for support. We have Mendocino County, who now is getting a declaration and soon might be presenting to their Board of Supervisors. We have Trinity County, who is only 280 signatures away. Shasta County has been amazing, even though their Board of Supervisors refused to even hear a presentation after they had said they would, meaning Les Baugh had said that.
Mm-hmm.
Shasta County has 17,000 signatures, and we're very, very confident that they'll be in by November the 1st. Butte County is working on a couple of people to be elected into the supervisor mm-hmm. position. They're virtually one vote away in their supervisors, and they're pushing very hard there. That's looking good. And we have something new that's happening, and that is that we got an email from Calaveras County, and Amador County, both of their Republican Central Committees want us to come there, and they want us to talk about the state of Jefferson. They're very, very interested. So those two counties are considering an interesting set of allies there, but they're considering to put together a committee. Now, their big question is, which kind of segues into what you were talking about, Red, their big question is, well, what happens with CalPERS? And what we're going to do is we're going to make sure that the archive of your show today is heard by the people in those two counties. So I'm really looking forward to hearing what it is that you have to say on CalPERS. Now, I hope I didn't miss anybody. I did. Plumas County. Plumas County also is getting very close. It looks like we could have a 3-2 vote there in their Board of Supervisors.
Excellent.
I don't think I forgot anybody.
No, I think that covers about everybody.
Okie doke. So, you know, Amador and Calaveras may be two new counties that want to get in here. It's amazing to me to think that this started less than 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, maybe we should keep the term the Golden State because we'll have all of Gold Country.
They can have
all right, you two. That's the update. And you folks who know people in Placer County, that event is going to be this coming Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. It'll be at the Placer County Fairgrounds, and that's on 800 All-American City Boulevard in Roseville. It's going to be great. There's going to be food. There's going to be a barbecue. There'll be a bounce house for the kids. It's going to be a pretty good event.
Wait, a bounce house?
Why is it just for
the
kids?
Oh, I'm sorry, for Red.
Well, I want to bounce in it, too.
Oh, and for Kayla. Are you going to bounce together? Because if you do, then Kayla, you're going to be able to be bounced higher than Red.
We bounce off
that's
the roof.
True.
Yeah. We'll have to make sure we have a higher roof. All right, you two, have a great show.
Hey, Terry, right, I got a question for you from the chat room. Jimmy is asking if you think that people are afraid to split from California because they think they will lose their retirement through CalPERS.
Well, that's what this whole program is going to be about.
I
think that her question is going to be answered by Red probably within the next 2 or 3 minutes, who is much more informed on this subject than probably anybody else.
Yeah, I would say that that's a pretty good assertion that there are some people, and naturally as they should be, who are concerned about their retirement and what it would mean for their retirement.
But it's also a fundamental misunderstanding of what a retirement is.
It is.
Yeah.
You know.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay, Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution. What was the lady's name again?
No, it's Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy, yeah. Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution says a contract's a contract. So the people who are working for CalPERS, we can't change that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the Constitutional Convention, those folks couldn't change that. The real deal is, Jimmy, is if there's any money left. I think that's where Red's going. I mean, it's not so much whether you can get on the ship to go on the cruise, it's if the ship's sinking or not. So I think that's the real issue. I think that would be the question I'd ask. But no, we're not going to change anything. People who work for CalPERS will have their same deal. I mean, that's constitutional. So.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. There you have it.
Thanks for the update.
And you should be concerned about your cruise ship and where it's headed when the people running the cruise line hire the old captain from the Exxon Valdez. Yeah. that's how bad it is. We're
yeah, it is.
For the
I mean,
rocks.
The thing is the ship's sinking. I mean, it's even, yeah, you're right. It's even worse than that. I mean, really and truly, if you have CalPERS, wow. I mean, I don't really know what to say. I mean, and these are statistics that Red's getting from CalPERS themselves. This isn't something people are making up.
Yeah.
No, I wish I was.
Yeah.
People
who are going to be listening who are on CalPERS probably do, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, the one of the things to remember is just because you move to a new state doesn't mean that they don't send you your retirement check.
And I think most people know that. I mean, they're smart enough to know. I mean, we're not seceding from the Union, no matter what the newspapers say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to be another state. Therefore, if you move to Texas and you have CalPERS, you still get your CalPERS. So I think most people get that. But you would think that common sense would prevail there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we gotta hit our bottom of the hour break, and then we'll be back and diving right into it. Thanks for the update, Terry.
You bet, you two. Have a great day.
All righty. We'll be coming back talking more about CalPERS now that we have our update on Jefferson. As always, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in at 605-4567 or hang out in our chat room at KCNR1460.com.
in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
It's hot and smoky, and yet they're on the job, 24 hours around the clock, protecting our lives, our homes, and our property. From all of us on the China Fire and all the fires in the North State, a huge thank you for all you do. You saved our homes and patrolled our streets, keeping the looters at bay. Although we were without electricity, most of us returned to our homes standing safe, if a little singed. To our firefighters and our police force, thank you seems so trivial. We are sincerely indebted to you.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
What a fool.
All right, come on.
Oh, no, you didn't. Better watch your back, boy. Keep running. This ain't just a game. I'll never stop coming. I got my arsenal. I put out the call. And when I'm finished, y'all, you'll be a rag doll.
Fool, try to diss me, now you're gonna wish you were dead.
Oh no, you didn't.
After I deliver, your blood will be a river of red.
Oh no, you didn't.
Better beware when no one's there to defend you.
Oh no, you didn't.
So many ways to kill, it's gonna be a thrill to end you.
Oh no, you didn't.
Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where we're talking about CalPERS and going,
no, you didn't.
So we're going to go a few minutes into CalPERS, and then we do have a caller on the line.
But, we want to get some of these questions answered here. Number one for Jimmy, yes, I think absolutely that's a fair assessment that, people are worried about their retirement, as they should be, and any sensible person should be. And let me preface the start of the statement with a question. What are you going to do about CalPERS without the state of Jefferson? Because regardless of whether you're in California or where you, if you're in CalPERS, you're in trouble. You're in a lot of trouble, and I don't see any way out of it. I really don't.
Yep.
Because one of the things to understand is if you're on your CalPERS retirement, if you've made it, you've parachuted out, it doesn't matter where you go, they're still going to send you a retirement check. If you move to Wyoming, they don't stop sending you your retirement. Mm-hmm. You can move to Costa Rica. They're going to send you a check in the mail wherever you tell them to send it. That's your retirement money for now. So,
well, it's all direct deposited.
Yeah, for now.
If they actually printed a check, it would have to be real money.
Well, yeah, it might cost them something. But one of the things that we have going on with CalPERS is they have been unfunded for a long, long time, and it's because they have a defined benefit plan. Mm-hmm. Regardless of what the contribution is or anything, the local municipalities are expected to make up the shortfall, whatever that may be, to get to an expected benefit of what you're going to be paid out. It's an unsustainable model. I don't know who came up with it. Whoever did was an idiot or a crook.
Or and from California.
And I think we had an idiot and a crook sitting at a table at the same time to do that.
So a politician? A California politician.
And that is absolutely nothing against the average working person that's working for the state or anything like mm-mm. that.
Well,
they're taking their retirement deal.
Okay. It's one of the biggest Ponzi schemes in American history.
It is. It's right up there with Social Security. Now, what we've traded it over to is we're getting new employees into a defined contribution, how much they're going to have to pay in to meet their target. Mm-hmm. That is a sustainable model, and it allows the employee to adjust their benefit as need be, depending on their personal ability to do whatever they need to do. For the most part. There's a certain amount that you're going to put in.
Yeah.
The problem is that the old program is so unsustainable and so underfunded mm-hmm. that they're actually ripping off the stable account, you know, as we're putting the new employees on and building a solid trust for them, they're actually ripping that off to float the failure of the first account. Okay, this is where we're talking about getting the blended glide path. Okay, and their exact terminology was, we're attempting to assess and... I forgot the word, but basically they're trying to avoid the volatility of the market by placing themselves on the blended glide path. Now, one of the problems that they have is to get to funded is that last cycle, CalPERS had to hit 7.5% interest rate return.
And what exactly in the world is getting a 7.5% interest rate of return?
That means that they have to make investments that actually return 7.5% more than what they paid in.
Is there anything that has done that in the last year besides heroin?
No.
Okay.
Okay. So they come up with this pie-in-the-sky number and say, okay, if we hit this, we'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
they set those numbers in the late 90s, didn't they?
They don't care if they hit it or not.
Yeah.
Because anything that they don't hit, the local municipality has to make up for. Okay,
mm-hmm.
No matter what, the local government has to make up for the miss. Okay, so they needed 7.5% to get funded for this fiscal cycle. They hit like 2.5. Okay.
Which now, actually is a good rate of return this last year. Is 2.5% is pretty good.
Well,
I mean, not for what we're talking about.
Looking at what they're invested in, it's amazing they got that much out of it.
Yeah.
Okay, and they probably got that much out of it just out of sheer volume investment by anything. But here's the thing is, so most people go, ouch, okay, so they missed by roughly 5%. It's actually like 4.75% they missed by.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the local municipality is going to have to pick up 4.75% more than what they're doing. No. According to CalPERS, the local municipality is going to have to increase 4% of their employer contribution for every half point of interest that CalPERS missed. So call that 5, that's 10 times by 4% apiece, that's an extra 40% employer contribution to get CalPERS floated.
For each employee.
But then they turn around and then they say, okay, no worries though, all we got to do is it's going to be 1 year, it's going to be real bad, we'll make it back next year. And all we have to do is hit 18.25% interest. You've got a stock market that's in collapse and free fall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you look at the things that CalPERS is invested in, besides Iran, by the way. That's a whole other thing. Did you know that CalPERS is invested in Iranian armament companies? Yeah.
Well, you know, at the rate we're going, they're going to have a bomb, so it might actually pay off.
It might. But you've got CalPERS that's invested in real estate, And it's not good real estate because it's government-backed loans. It's Fannie Mae. It's Freddie Mac.
It's the whole reason the housing market collapsed 5-10 years ago.
Exactly. And this is where we're talking about the snake eating the tail, is because you get the government that takes taxpayer money to pay employees with. Then they take that taxpayer money back out of the employees in the form of CalPERS and things like that. And then they get CalPERS to buy government bonds. They take taxpayer money to pay employees to take tax money away from them to buy debt to float the state.
Yeah. I think that if Bernie Madoff worked for the government, he would be on the $20 bill, which, by the way, they're trying to remove Jackson.
Yeah. The only man that left the country with zero debt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And fought the central banks. But that's a whole nother... That's a whole other thing.
If we had more people like him, we wouldn't be in this problem.
That's
the
one
key.
Leg of CalPERS. Okay, yeah. Their real estate investments have been flat since 2000. Mm-hmm. They're not coming back. Okay.
Or they're now investing more in more green energy and things like that too, which
at the direction of the United Nations.
Yep.
But that's the third leg we're going to get into because that's the only one that's performing. Their second leg is bonds.
Yeah.
Okay, what's collapsing right now? Bonds, debt bonds, the debt market. Greece defaulting, Puerto Rico defaulting. You look at all of these different bonds and debt bonds that CalPERS is invested in, and none of these countries are stable. Their bond market's about to fall on its face. Okay, so you've got two shaky legs out of three. Okay, so you've got your two underperforming portfolios over here, but then you've got one portfolio that's doing fantastic. Energy, because of fracking, the boom in natural gas, all these things that CalPERS has invested in, it's actually carrying the load for the two other failed portfolios.
Yeah.
This is where you get the blended glide path. Okay, we're going to take this one amazing portfolio that's doing good, and we're going to saddle it with these two crummy portfolios to make it look like we've got one big, little bit better than average portfolio.
So why don't they just remove their funds from the crappy portfolios and put that in the good one?
They can't. They're so under.
They can't sell it off.
Well, if they would take such a loss in their primary capital, if they sold off their investments in like Freddie Mac and you know what are they invested in? Foreclosed houses. I mean, at the end of the day, it's what's called mortgage-backed securities.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
They don't physically own someone's foreclosed house, but they might as well.
Yeah.
Okay. And they purchased these mortgages and all of these different things and these security loans, and everybody defaulted. There's no money coming. So they've got to wait for Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac to sell, and they can't sell them at a profit. So they're better sitting on them. So it's basically a dead asset. It's a defunct asset. Until the housing and the land market turns around, whenever that so happens to
occur. With more people in the workforce now, we should be able to have young people buying more houses.
You want me to throw something at you? what more people? What more people in the workforce?
Well, just look at the unemployment numbers.
Yeah, but look at the labor
look
participation
look at the
U6
numbers. That's the one that people
need to look
at.
Labor participation.
There are six unemployment numbers out there. So look at U6.
Yeah. So let me hit this third leg, and we'll get to you, Peter, if you're still there. And sorry, but I wanted to get all of this out there. Is on the third leg of this, you have this index that's performing well for CalPERS, and that's their energy portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
But here comes Jerry Brown and his cronies at the United Nations. It says, you know what, CalPERS? We'd really like to look at the carbon footprint of your energy portfolio because you're killing the planet. So take the one thing that's performing, the one thing that may bail our employees out and give them a retirement, and you better start liquidating it and investing it into boondoggles like Cylinder and My High Speed Rail, just to ensure that the state of California employees get the shaft and are going to spend 20 years of their lives to get nothing. Yeah, CalPERS is a mess.
Yeah,
folks.
If that chair you're sitting on is a little bit shaky right now, it's probably because you're invested in CalPERS.
Yeah, and it comes down to two choices. Is the local municipalities bankrupting themselves to float CalPERS until it bankrupts?
Yeah.
Or the local municipalities taking the Stockton decision and actually defaulting for the purpose to escape CalPERS payments taking that bankruptcy money to pay off all of their creditors and their debt. And then those people in CalPERS, the average city worker, the average county worker, the average road worker, goes to the back of the line as an unsecured creditor. And if there's any money left over, they get a portion of it, maybe 2 to 3 cents on the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do about CalPERS in the state of Jefferson? What are you going to do about CalPERS now?
Yeah.
It's a disaster.
Yep.
Blended glide path. I prefer the term death spiral.
I like going down the drain.
Yeah. Backwards.
We were talking about that
fast.
The other day.
So,
yeah.
But yeah, if Peter, if you're still there, I want to thank you for holding. Do we still have Peter?
Good morning, Peter. How are you? Peter?
Yeah, maybe we lost him.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
Sorry about that, Peter.
Call us back and we'll put you back on.
Yeah, if you want to call back in or anybody else.
Yeah.
But, you know, we had everybody asking, well, what about CalPERS? What about CalPERS? And we thought it was important to get the questions answered and
explain what we were talking about. Well, even throughout the show today, they're calling in asking about CalPERS. We're going, wait for us to actually go to CalPERS.
Yeah.
Let's see if he's here now.
Peter?
Oh, all right. Now he hung up. Okay.
Aww. Oh. Call back, Peter. Oh, that might be Peter.
That might be him. So, anyways, you know, if anybody's not grasping what I'm throwing out there or what I'm talking about, because I am talking kind of fast, I'm going over really complex issues and really broad strokes.
He's here.
Peter?
Good morning.
There you
are. Oh, there you are.
Listen, I love the education you guys are giving me on this. I've always been pretty ignorant about the CalPERS. I remember when I immigrated here back in the late 80s, you know, I used to hear that CalPERS was so well off that when they moved their money from the stock market to the real estate, all America shook.
That's actually not far from the truth.
Yeah.
And listen, but my question is it's correct to assume that if CalPERS goes down, well, put it this way, is it correct to assume that because of the pension liabilities of California and the rest of every state in America because of public servants, and I don't mean this offensively to public servants, I'm from Australia and I don't have much time for public servants, but is that not the main cause of the whole country being bankrupt, apart from the economic situation? Like, there's not enough taxes being paid in to pay for these guys' retirement plans?
In a certain aspect of looking at it, you're absolutely right,
mm-hmm.
is when you have your government paying out more to itself and its employees than what it's taking in, that's an absolute problem. And but what they're also doing with it is they're taking that money that they give to their employees. They're using that as an excuse to siphon off more taxpayer funds to issue it to the employees, to force the employees to put it into a slush fund that they use to float government debt. It's a snake eating its own tail.
Yeah, it's a lot like Social Security, where people are paying in to their retirements. People pay into their Social Security every time that they work. Every hour that they work, money goes to Social Security. But instead of leaving those funds in an account where it's safe for those people to pull out once they need disability or once they retire, it's being paid off on debts because the government can't control itself. And that's what they're doing with CalPERS,
too. How would it operate under the state of Jefferson?
Well, that's, again, the thing mm-hmm. would be is we would have to look at public service employees, the unions, things like that. And that would ultimately be up to the Constitutional Convention, the legislature, and the decision of the people that was incorporated. But I would think that most of the people here have seen the failure of CalPERS and what's happened.
Yeah.
And we would have a defined contribution program, just like almost every other retirement fund in the private sector.
And that's what the new CalPERS has gone to,
is
the defined contribution.
Where instead of a public employee being promised that they're going to get this much money at retirement, they're being told you have to put in this much money to see this much money at retirement.
Yeah.
Okay, and listen, say in counties like Stockton, cities like Stockton or Bakersfield, wherever they are, when they declare themselves bankrupt, is it true that the employees, the government employees, are at the end of the list?
Yep, they're called an unsecured creditor.
So especially here locally,
listen, I love Terry Dealey and I love all the work he does and everything else. So, but his statement about in the state of Jefferson, their CalPERS could be affected with the state of Jefferson also.
Well, it wouldn't be CalPERS necessarily. Right now, you have some employees who are on a defined contribution plan, and you have others who don't put any money in because they're on the old plans. If you moved all of your employees to defined contribution,
you don't have to be a resident of California to be a member of CalPERS.
But yeah, once
CalPERS
you retire,
actually sells retirement policies globally.
Yeah.
But listen, I better let you go. Thank you very for your time. But look, I love the education you're showing. I love the show that comes after you guys too. So. You know, I thank you very much, and you fill my Sunday morning in very well. Thank you very much.
Thank
well, we
you,
appreciate
Peter.
It. Thanks for the phone call. And that's mm-hmm. I think, one misnomer with CalPERS is you don't have to be a California State employee to be a member of CalPERS.
Yeah.
Okay. CalPERS actually has an Office of Global Management in the United Nations, believe it or not. So you could actually be an employee of the state of Jefferson and stay invested in the CalPERS fund.
Yeah. Well, I would
Why
think of it as any kind of 401k. You know, we don't, in the state of Jefferson, we wouldn't say you have to have, you know, the Bob, you know, 401k. You could have the Red or the Mouse, or you could go to CalPERS.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you don't want a 401k, don't do it, you know?
Here's a revolutionary concept. Here's your money.
Be responsible.
Do what you want with it.
Yeah.
If you want to invest in this, go ahead. If you want to invest in that, go ahead. You want to invest in something else, go ahead. You don't want to invest on anything and then not have a, you know, anything, a row to hoe at the end of the day.
Yeah. If you want to put that cash under your
mattress,
that's
your,
go
that's
for
your
it.
Problem. If you want to spend your twilight years homeless, I guess this makes me a horrible person, but that's your choice. It's not my fault or my problem to bail you out because you made bad choices.
Yeah, and to bring this here really locally, not just, you know, all CalPERS people or all public employees, the city of Reading's on the verge of bankruptcy. They're going to pretend that they're not, but they are.
Everything's good. Reading is so on the blended glide path.
I know. The blended glide path.
We're on the blended glide path. we're good to go.
I just look at the Reading budget and then ask yourself, do we have enough cops on the street now?
No.
Well, what's going to happen when Reading goes, oh, yeah, so we weren't responsible with your money, sorry.
Well, a lot of that's not even the city of Reading's issue. You know, they only get to spend so much of what of what they get back, what they're allotted, what they collect themselves. They only get to decide so much. You know, and everybody has their own pet project, you know. And I do have a question. If you want to talk about something locally, we're going to have funding problems. You know, you and I sat down across from our police chief, and he said, my biggest concern, and this was 2 years ago, he said, in 5 years, I'm not going to be able to hire new police officers because my budget's going to be eaten up paying for retired police officers.
Yep.
Now, that's nothing against the retired cops or the current cops.
Thank you for your service.
That's just cold
Hard fact,
reality. And let me ask you a question. Is when we can't hire new cops because we're paying for the retired cops, do you think that 14 prime acres down on the riverfront, maybe we as a city wanted to get a little more value out of it than giving it away to a foundation so that they can install a porcupine pen or whatever it is they're going to end up doing?
Are you talking about the hotel?
Yeah.
Did you call that a porcupine pen?
Yeah, I did.
We'll have to discuss what that means after the break. We do have to run off. We're way late for our break. So we'll be back in just a couple minutes to close up the rest of the show.
I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world to its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Beat it up and not speak. Front, no strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down. High flyer in a fire. Representing seven games in a government for hire. Team reporters, Babel Trump, Tether Crop, look at that, no claim, fine, dead, uh-oh, overflow, population, comment, please, what it'll do, save yourself, serve yourself, world, such a dumb need, listen to your heartbeat, dummy, misdirection, resurrection.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Do you love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
This summer, we can all save energy and money together. Your Redding Electric Utility would like to remind you that you may qualify for one of the many rebates available for upgrading your appliances, adding insulation and window screens, or making other energy-saving improvements to your home or business. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you may earn a credit on your electricity bill. Save energy, save money. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Redding is powerful together.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where we've only got about 2 minutes left on the show. But we do have somebody on the line to pull in real fast.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
That's not just somebody. Hey, Carl.
Hey, this is Carl Bott.
It's Carl. Hey.
Great show as usual, my friends. I just wanted to announce that the Missing in America project, this project that's taking the remains of 6 veterans back to Arlington to be buried, just left from right here, the beginning of this great odyssey, left from the Civic Auditorium just about 10 minutes ago, and not one of our elected officials of our city nor our county was here.
Not one of them.
Not one of them.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
You know, I can just say is that, you know, I mean, there's a lot of us out there that noticed it, and yet these people want to have the support of the veterans and how much they support veterans. Yet here's something that one of the biggest things that's happened. Thousands of people. Susanville's having a parade for them. Winnemucca is having some. They're having parades and a great deal of respect shown to these men and women who are heading across country, a 3,000-mile journey, and yet none of our elected officials
felt like
they needed to be here.
Were there any former elected officials that were there?
There were, Gregory Cheadle was there.
Okay.
And Pete Peterson was there.
Okay.
So I just want to let people know, I'm going to talk a lot about more about this, of course, on Monday. But I just wanted to let you all know, because I know how you feel about this.
Oh, yeah.
I know how you support the veterans.
Yeah. And we'll be talking about it on our next show here at Sovereign Minds, too. Actually, one of the usual co-hosts, Linda Kent, is part of the tour. She's making the journey all the way back to Arlington. So she
Linda. We have a photo of that, and she's going to try and call in every day if she can.
Oh, good.
To give us an update on what's happening. But she's there too. And one of our heroes is going back. This is just a great event what they have, and yet nobody seems to notice here.
Yeah, I hope to make that journey myself one day.
Yeah.
Just to go along.
Well, thank you so much for letting us know, Carl.
You bet. Hey, y'all have a great day.
You too. And this is the Jefferson State of Mind.
Mm-hmm.
It is time to make it yours, Jeffersonians.
And we will be back next Sunday.
Yeah, and to hear more about MIAP, listen to the next show. Just keep your radios on.
Yeah, we'll be here for a minute.
See you later.
One thing I know, no matter where...
Sovereign Minds is next on KCNR Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Talks between the Koreas continue today.
These are the first high-level talks in nearly a year between South Korea and North Korea, both sides trying to defuse mounting tensions and avert a possible military confrontation. The closed-door meeting in the border village of Panmunjom began Saturday afternoon, shortly after a deadline that was set by North Korea for the South to dismantle loudspeakers broadcasting anti-North Korean propaganda at their border. North Korea had declared that its frontline troops were in full war readiness and prepared to go to battle if Seoul didn't back down.
SRN's Ron Dirachstra. Donald Trump, who leads the race for the Republican presidential candidate in several polls, has been talking about immigration this weekend in New York. He continues to vow to build a border wall with Mexico.
It's going to be a great wall, because I know how to build. And it's not going to cost nearly as much as what they're saying for a permanent wall, but this will be a wall with a very big, very beautiful...